Hey guys, welcome back to QB Rant. My name's Quentin, and this is my friend slash compadre,
Bennett, and we are here to bring you another episode. Now, this is very impressive for us. As you may realize, it's only been 3 weeks since our last episode.
That is like a record for us, considering that we don't actually get an episode out till like months later. Sometimes, you know, like 3 or 6 months.
I'm pretty sure your last episode we talked about our consistency, and I must say, We're really consistent.
We're gonna be more consistent because we're going to get out a New Year's podcast that's going to be coming out. Like, that's pretty much guaranteed unless something really bad happens in the next week or two, which we'll get to.
Yeah, we'll get to that. And I don't know, it feels good to be here this like soon after our last episode. And I have to comment on something. If you guys have been listening for a while, then you'll know that one time we tried to use a actual microphone. I think it was on like our Santa Real episode, and it didn't go over very well. There was a lot of buzz,
We actually posted that with the buzz too.
We did post it with the buzz.
We were annoyed so much.
That podcast did do well, though, so it's fine.
It did, but it also took, like, so many tries.
That was annoying. We were just sitting there.
There was one time we had it, no buzz. We got into no buzz.
But
we figured out the problem is either, like, we're pretty sure it's the cord along with the cord that's plugged into the computer.
Yeah. Well, because we tried it on the desktop one time. And it still had the buzz, but I think that's because the desktop we were using needed a cord plugged in to keep it alive. Yeah. And anyways, so today we are actually using my microphone that I purchased like over a year ago, just for this purpose, pretty much.
We've been using our phones before this. My phone officially decided that unless it's on speaker, it's not going to work with the mic.
Yeah, so today we have a microphone, and I hope that the audio sounds all right. I think it should sound good.
We tested it out a couple times before this, so it should be fine.
Yeah. So, Quentin, how have you been doing?
Oh, you're starting off the questions, right? I've been doing all right. Like, I've been here for, I don't know, 2-3 days now.
Yeah, Quentin's visiting the studio.
We
gotta get in the content. Him and I, we've been working hard. I've been doing a lot of schoolwork, math.
I'm working on my drama presentation, short film.
Yep.
That I have to get to.
We've been recording a short film. I don't know what it's called, but you want to explain what that's about?
First, before I do that, I want to explain when I got here. Because you didn't know I was coming, which was great. It was amazing. The entire car ride, I was calling you, and you thought I was ignoring you because of how much I just couldn't hear you. I had you on speaker, but the car was so loud that I just didn't know what you were saying. Eventually, I put in headphones, but I couldn't talk with them.
Yeah, I was confused, and eventually I just stopped talking to you. But
I came out of your trunk when we went to look at stars.
Oh, yeah, there was not sorry to interrupt, but like there was a meteor shower the other night, as some of you may know, and so I wanted to go out and see it, and just I didn't actually see much, but anyways.
Don't you want to, like, mention the date? Like, you can't just be like the other day.
Yeah, what day was that? That was like the Monday. 12th and 13th, I think, of December.
So if we do the math, today's like, I don't know, 17th, 16th, 17th.
17th. It was on the Sunday and Monday before the whatever day that was.
So today's Thursday,
and it's the 17th. So
just do the math yourself.
Basically, it was on the 12th and 13th, like I said.
Yeah, around that time.
So, anyways, you can continue.
So, we got to your house. Your family went inside to get you, and then bring you to go see the meteor shower, and while that was happening, I was told to like jump into the trunk of the car, which I did. I could have done it a much more like easier way by getting out of the car, going into the trunk, but I thought you were gonna be there instantly, so I jumped over the chairs and I just landed on my back on on all my stuff too. Like all the clothes.
Meanwhile, you're still on the phone with me in the trunk.
And then once I got to the back, I was like, oh, I better not have wrecked anything in my bag, because I had like my school stuff and my binder in there, which I don't even need to use. I brought it thinking I'd have to use it, but I didn't have to use it this week, so.
Yeah, you haven't even signed into class.
I haven't. I've gotten the work, so that's all that matters.
Yeah. So, basically, he was in the trunk while me and my family drove to see the meteor shower, and, well, we got to a location that was dark enough that we thought, and then I was getting my camera ready because I was going to try to get some pictures of the meteors, which didn't work out. But he knocked on my window. Yeah, and I was like, what? And I was very lost. But
what should have happened was everyone should have been surprised. It would have been amazing if everyone was surprised that I came out of your trunk and walked over and was like, hey, that would have made it all that much more better. Which
they would have made me confused for like an extra 30 seconds.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, the next time we do this, it will be much more professional.
The next time you sneak over to my house?
Yeah, except it will be different. And you don't know what's going to happen, but just know that the podcast will be told the next time that this happens, which will happen. What I've been looking at is how this thing is recording. I don't understand.
Because it says mathematics. That, so there's, like, the red bar. And yeah. It's got the little white audio marks. And then
it's on the beat and tempo of 120. And wait. It's in the key of C. Wait. C major.
We better not add auto-tune to this.
Yo, we add auto-tune the entire...
We add a beat and we make the whole podcast as a song.
As we're talking. No rhyming. It's just like a full-on conversation.
Yeah. That's our platinum hit, dude.
Dude, getting a platinum record. Easy dubs, bro. Dude, that would be the longest song, though.
40-minute
song.
I'm
pretty sure there's a.
How
long
was
song.
The longest movie?
Oh, it was.
I remember
a couple
you looked
days.
That up once. That was like.
It's like a couple days long, dude.
I know that was ridiculous.
It's huge.
It was like 47 hours long or something, and I'm like, oh, okay. Quentin, you look up a lot of things.
I do.
And you just like look on.
So we actually wouldn't make the longest song. The Guinness World Record for the longest song was called "The Rise of the Fall of
Bossa Nova,
and it's by PC the Third, which lasts 13 hours 23 minutes and 32 seconds.
Dude, we could make the longest song. What do you mean? This podcast is like,
you want to talk for we could. No. But that'd be really hard to talk for 13 hours.
I'm not gonna lie, we've never done that before.
We've talked, but we go into like silence, and then it's not awkward. We just go in the silence because I'm sweating out Rocket League, and you're on Fortnite or Cold War.
Yeah. So, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah. So, I've had like way too much math this week, and I don't know. It makes me feel like I'm not smart. But then I know that I'm just like fitting so much math into so little time, and it's like, I don't know, I don't want to talk about it, never mind. I'm not talking about math.
Math is
too I'm sick much. Of it. I have one more day of it this week, but you know, it's whatever, bro.
It's not giving me the actual longest movie, man. It's,
dude, you looked that up one time, and wasn't it just like made a long time ago, back when the movies were like
it's the 30 days long.
30 days long?
720 hours.
Bro, that's, I don't know, man.
Watch the striking 7-hour trailer for the longest movie ever.
This trailer is 7 hours.
7-hour trailer. I did watch it, but I skipped through a lot of it. It made no sense. Like, the movie is just like these kids in the sand. I think it mixes in like Star Wars or whatever. I don't know. It's its own storyline. Like, it's 30 days. You want to binge watch that with your friends? You can't, actually.
It's not available.
No one's going to spend that much time binge watching. Like, even watching... Nah, it'd take longer to watch The Simpsons. I was going to say, The Simpsons is a long TV series.
Yeah.
And if you try to binge watch... I think that'd take more than 30 days.
Dude, you know what I think is just... weird is that Twitch.tv has banned the word simp.
Yo, that was heartbreaking. That was like yesterday.
Yeah. Breaking news, guys, if you didn't hear. You probably don't watch Twitch, but...
If you do, which I hope you do, go there, make an alt account, just in case you don't want to get your main account banned, and write down in the chat, you're a simp.
It's illegal.
You will get banned immediately. I know streamers can't... What did they do to small streamers? Like, there's no way, like, no, some small streamers, Twitch moderator...
Small streamers are fine, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're fine. So go to a small streamer and just be like, you're a simp, and spam it. Bro, they can't do anything. If, they don't have moderators.
If you donate to them and say that, they can't read your donation.
$500 donation, you're a simp.
You know what? It's fine. Apparently it was just an overused term on there. I guess I agree.
I just realized I'm in my pajamas and you're not. And that's only because of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the short film.
We haven't really talked about that.
Oh, right.
We were going on about that, and then we just kind of stopped.
All right, so basically, I have this project for drama class, and I have to make this short film of me doing day-to-day tasks, or whatever I really wanted to do, but I chose day-to-day tasks because that's more easy. And the only issue is it's not like acting or anything or saying words.
Well, you are acting.
Yeah, it's acting, but... What I have to do is every word I say has to be in gibberish. And my teacher gave me some things to say, like, in gibberish, like, different people talking in gibberish. And I chose the Sims characters and how they talk in gibberish.
And
that's basically, like, saying, which is have a whole segment of us talking gibberish.
You just take it out of context, and it's just like, this is the QB Rant Podcast.
QB Rant Podcast, where you get to listen to gibberish. You got this for free, and that's a great price.
Oh, man. Dude, I really want to try these photography tricks with, like, long exposure so I can just get super cool pictures of, like, lights. Because in my I have media arts class, and there's like, all we really do in it is watch videos, and then I have to, like, take a picture and explain it, basically. Oh, and we've talked about social media, but, like, I don't know, there's this picture where you attach a sparkler to the end of a drill, you tape it to the end of a drill, and then you like start spinning it after you hit the picture taking button, and then it makes
picture taking button.
Sorry. After you take the shot, you put it on, like, long exposure so that it takes like 10 seconds for the shot to go through. Mm-hmm. Then it just captures all the light, and you make like a swirl out of the camera. It looks sick. But yeah, I don't know. I thought I'd add that in. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that was really taking
what.
One.
Hmm? What you got?
1 second. We can cut this out, dude. Like, we're actually going to be editing this. So, anyways, right now, all I want to do is figure out what's 400 seconds in the minutes.
Wait, are we actually cutting this?
Not this part. We can, like.
I was going to say, why would you cut that out? Bro, 30, I was, like, vibing.
Wait.
You 60... need to cut the podcast to figure out what 400 divided by 60 is.
No. I'm keeping that. Like, what, the part where we just stumbled and we're doing random things and talking about random stuff. Like, oh. I mean, no, where we messed up talking and we just kind of went. Not the gibberish. The gibberish stays. The gibberish stays because gibberish is gibberish.
I do not. We're not cutting that out, dude.
We're at 6.6 minutes.
What are you talking about? Dude, if we stop talking for a second because we get each other confused, that's not cutting it out, bro.
I know.
That makes the cut, dude. Content, am I right?
Content. That's what content is.
Dude, being annoying is content, okay?
Content is where people mess up in words. That's the funniest content. It's that or the jokes that people make.
Yep. Dude.
Dude.
Oh, dude, I had something I want to talk about.
I was going to talk about how I don't have to watch ads on YouTube.
Oh,
I was just thinking about that because
don't,
like,
bring it up again.
Nah. I'm just bringing it.
Every time I watch YouTube around you, you just brag to me. Every time I get an ad, you're
hey, it's not bragging.
I'm like, what do you, how is this not bragging?
It's not bragging because, like, every time I see an ad, I'm just like, ah, you don't have YouTube Premium, right? Every time he sees an ad,
he's like, wait, what? Why is there ads? And I'm like, but what do you mean? I don't pay for YouTube Premium.
Hey.
Guys, Quentin is rich.
I can afford Big Macs, bro. Big Macs.
His dad bought him a Big Mac one time, and now I officially think his family's rich.
Well, no, it was your mom that thought I was rich, and then you agreed to it.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. That was actually a long time ago that happened. Now.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
Bruh.
I know.
Why is time going so, like, weird?
It's fast but slow. That's what I've said this year. Time moves fast but slow.
Yeah.
It feels like this year's been really, really, like, it's not moving fast enough. But at the same time, it feels like it's gone by really fast.
Well, it also feels like, I don't know if I've really accomplished anything in the last year.
This year, I feel like okay. I've accomplished... I play Rocket League quite a bit, you know? I got into Rocket League at the end of this year.
Yeah, that's so your accomplishment of the year?
September.
It's a call September, of quarantine?
November, December. All... No, October, December.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Is we're coming up on like
a September, year. October, November, December. That's how it goes.
Dude, are we coming up on like a year since COVID started? I think we're like at it.
Because
it started in December last year. That's like...
Yeah, I know. That's actually kind of crazy. Like, it's been a year.
I remember I was at my cousin's house, and we were talking about... what was it? We were going to go to rent a cottage in Tennessee, and then we were seeing, like, this thing in Wuhan, China, the virus, and it was, like, taking over half the town. It's like, they're trying to quarantine half the town from the other town. From the other side of the town. And I was like, dang, this is crazy, bro.
No one actually, like, on our side thought it was, like, that serious. Well, yeah. And then everyone was like, lockdown.
And, yep. you know, you guys know the rest.
Yeah, basically you're living it right now, so.
But yeah, like, we were just planning a trip. And then I was, like, questioning. I was like, shouldn't we not be booking this trip right now?
Well, the thing is.
Well, it wasn't, like, right in December that happened. That was in, like, January or February after it like reached Canada. I think it was in Canada by then.
This time, like,
this, but
this what? Just reminds what? Me of like you were gonna invite me to the trip to
I was gonna to invite Quentin BC, to come to BC with me,
and I didn't have my health card.
It's sad.
Like, I was going to be there.
Yeah, it was gonna be like an extra thing. I was like, I didn't expect it.
Everyone, like, I just got the message. You were just like, hey, you want to come over? I was like,
hey, you want to go to BC?
And I was like, remember? I launched it when we went to the NF concert.
Oh, yeah, we even talked about it. I was like, dude, it's just like $60 for the plane ticket.
I was like, but I can't.
That was sad, dude. You still don't have a health card?
No, I have it.
You have it? What is it that you're missing?
I'm missing my SINS card.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Yeah, so I can't get a job.
That's
unemployed life.
Hey. Update. I quit my job, guys. Aren't you proud of me?
I am.
I'm just, yeah.
Unemployed like me.
You know, I did it for Quentin. Yeah, that's why I did
that's
it.
That's why you got it.
I quit my job for Quentin. No, actually, I quit my job because I was just stressed out. You know what I'm saying?
I thought you didn't have any work.
What do you mean?
I thought you weren't working enough.
Okay, so at first I wanted to quit because I didn't have enough hours, so I was just going to apply somewhere else and then quit. But then I was like, this is, like, not great. I can't do this, bro. I was like, I don't know.
Was there too many hours?
No, there wasn't too many hours. It's just I was only working morning shifts, and the morning shifts stressed me out because, I don't know.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, morning shifts. I don't like waking up.
It's just, like, everyone's different in the morning than they are in the afternoon, mm-hmm. And then I never got afternoon shifts.
Also, customers could be more rude because, like, it's morning. Not everyone's a morning person.
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily that, but anyways.
Could be.
I just said it's not.
No, no, no.
I was just like, that's not how I quit.
Yo, we can just cut it out, and you can now just say, they were not warning people that attended.
That's not getting cut out, dude. What do you mean?
I know, but
I don't.
We can pretend.
Stop.
Hey,
dude, I've had this bag in my room full of like cards and one chocolate bar and like a sweater, and it's from like my birthday a year ago, and. I don't know. It's got, like, a bunch of stuff in it.
Hamster Time. That's my favorite.
Hamster Time.
Oh, that was two cards.
That was, like, my favorite card, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got hamster a time. Hamster.
Stop, bro.
And then we got...
We got a little bracelet from my sister. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Pretty lit.
And, yeah. So, basically... I'm just talking about my trash.
Content and trash. Trash is content, dude. Trash is content.
One sec. And someone just walked into my studio, bro. And not that I have a studio.
That wasn't lit, man.
But someone walked in my studio.
If there's ever like a point, I know I keep bringing this up. If there's ever a point where we feel like it shouldn't be added, we can officially just cut this out. Cause now we can edit and it will sound better, hopefully. I don't know, because we haven't used
your,
editing.
All your we pronunciations there were all just like so.
Yeah.
Everything is gonna just sound like you're attacking them, dude.
Bruh.
Yeah. So like, my brother, he kind of just ruined everything, dude. He just squeaked my door. I mean, my studio door, and
the fact that the fact that we sleep in your studio.
We don't sleep in the studio, bro.
No, you know how studios are always lit and they always look amazing, like NF studio, literally baller,
dude.
I've never used baller.
Saying talk about NF, now we can hashtag NF real music.
And it's not fake.
It is fake.
Never say baller. I said baller and I regret saying it.
Bro, you say finna a lot.
Finna. I haven't said this that entire podcast except for now. So,
bro.
Lucky.
You finna say it a lot
now. No. The thing is, this week, I actually have not said it
much.
Dude,
I've been saying it just
You've
for fun.
You've been saying it.
I've just been saying it because you're here.
Dude, get absolutely destroyed.
And now it's making me want to say it. Because I understand why you say it.
Finna is a fun word to say.
I don't know. It feels like a fun word to say.
It is.
Like, I don't know, bro.
Hey. Like, dude.
Finna. You just...
I just finna do it, you know?
Yeah. Dude, we were making music the other night. Not like actual music, but we were on GarageBand. And we were using a really big echo and a lot of autotune. And I must just say, that was like the funniest.
It was funny and it was cool. And we know how rappers do it now. Like, honestly, they use so much autotune.
It's crazy, bro.
It's an insane amount.
Like... Also, a lot of the sounds that you hear in songs are that sound like you don't know what instrument it is.
It's just voice.
It's just their voice.
Yeah.
But like either echoed a lot or just auto-tuned.
It's auto and echoed.
Like they add auto echo. They just add in their ad libs and then they just
chee. Chee.
I don't know what they do. Imagine you know what? I'm not gonna say what the producers do because I don't want you guys to quote me. Okay.
Hey. Someone's gonna be out there.
Yo, Quentin, do be dropping an album soon, though.
Hey. Chi. That's what I'm calling it.
You're gonna call your album Chi or Sheesh?
No.
Chi.
How do you spell that?
How do you spell it? Wait, you're saying cheese?
No. That's what
Quentin's dropping
says.
An EP on Christmas Day. You heard it here first, folks.
Easy. Chi.
Now you have to do it, dude. Now you gotta drop it on Christmas Day. We just like cut out this part that we were talking about. Something you guys actually get to know about is classified for now.
Yeah, absolutely classified, but it will.
And it has to do with like something that we can't tell you about.
Worldly pleasures.
Whoa, dude, chill.
I was talking about like teddy bears. No, that's still weird.
Bro,
man.
Teddy bears are plushy, bro. Worldly pleasure, bro. No, nothing. It's just teddy bears, bro.
Teddy bears.
I don't know what you find your pleasure in.
Hey,
I find my pleasure in grabbing the comb, running it through my hair.
Even that's so weird.
No, it's not. It's not. Comb in my hair, bro. That makes me just wow. Just wow.
Just wow. I find happiness in reading comic books. Let's use that word instead. Yeah,
dude. You gotta think of quote of the day. I thought of it last time.
Oh right, I completely forgot that's a thing.
But that doesn't matter right now, guys. Mm-hmm. We have a lot more in store for you.
Yeah, a lot more cool things. I love that little piece of audio.
Dude, it's like
okay, max volume. We're not going to cut this out because I want you guys to know what this audio is like. And I also want to hear it for the second time because it's probably going to be lit.
Dude, don't make it that loud.
Hey, I won't make it that loud.
Guys?
I'll just... Hey, you know like ASMRs? It's going to be like that, but like bass boosted.
I feel bad for you guys. I don't want to...
Hey, homie, I know you've been sleeping in your bed.
Yo, that's kind of...
It wasn't weird, even though. That loud, see? Like, it was fine. But it was fine.
If they listen in headphones, that's going to be loud, though.
It's going to be nice.
Because it's your voice. And you're attracted to your own voice, Quentin?
No, it's I'm attracted weird. To Corpse's voice.
Yo, chill, dude.
He has a nice voice, dude.
I know.
I love deep voices.
I love Corpse voice too. Yo, if you guys guys don't know this new game Among Us, no, I'm kidding.
Corpse Husband.
I'm kidding. Among Us is not new, guys. But there is a new map for Among Us coming out in 2021. Ayo, if you guys play Among Us, hashtag ad, go play it in 2021. I'm guessing the release date's gonna be early February.
Yo,
don't quote me on that though, guys, because you know I don't know.
The new map's going to be. A mixture of you know like that stick game.
What's stick game?
You've probably never seen.
Oh, a stick man skateboard,
like escape.
Oh,
never mind. Like the escape stuff.
I played the
like stick man escape thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The escape series.
But
probably never seen it.
But yeah,
never mind.
It also looks like the stick man skateboard game I played one time. That was
this is probably not the new Among Us map.
It is. I've seen leaks, bro. You got the thing, man.
That's actually what it's going to look like?
Yeah. Oh, guys, also, it with this? Also, I'm sorry for another advertisement, but Cold War Season 1, check it out.
See, you've never seen this game.
I've seen that picture, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what
just
they're basing
like,
it off
that
of.
Just looks like Go-Go Gadget, bro. It looks like Inspector Gadget, dude.
Bro, that's not what it is. It's like the it's the stick thing. I can't explain it.
You know what? It's whatever. Let's just
Markiplier and like other people played it.
Bro, that's a little loud.
That was. Let me see how large that audio.
You know what? It's chill. Just put down your phone.
Wait.
Yo, don't bang your phone, dude.
It's kidding.
Samsung.
It's a Samsung.
I was just about to say that too.
It's an Android.
You already know Android invincible though.
Yeah, honestly.
Yo, my phone got no cracks in it though. You know?
Look at the screen.
Dude, those are all the screen protector.
You know what? One of my friends, you know the one with the Huawei. Well, basically, he drops his phone on its face, never cracks. He got a screen protector, dropped it on its face, it cracked the screen protector, but not his phone. Like his
yeah, because he has a screen protector.
No, he finally put a screen protector after dropping it several times and kicking it, and all this stuff, and it's never broken. But like as soon as
you why put would the you screen do that to your screen?
The screen protector is weaker
wait,
than
does
the
that,
screen.
That phone doesn't have like the heated screen to fix cracks, right? It doesn't
what do you mean
it doesn't have like the thing where. It can, like, heat itself up and fix the screen if it cracks. Pretty sure that didn't happen. But I know that they were thinking about doing that for a phone one time.
A screen that heats itself up and fix it itself? Wouldn't that be dangerous?
Something like that.
Like, imagine you crack your phone and then you're
they
like,
do
oh.
it different, though. They do it different.
Oh, they Jake Paulers. I see.
Wait, I don't... Guys, that might not actually be a thing, but I imagined it, okay? And
that's all that matters. I imagined it, okay?
That's all that matters, man, okay? Like, it probably will happen, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's gonna be such a...
Dude, eventually, they're gonna have...
Self-repairing phones.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's what I'm saying, dude. You crack your phone, you just click a little button,
and it's
like,
self-repairs.
Inside of it, it just, like, replaces
I know what you're doing. What? Oh! What? Yo! 16!
Yo!
We're not at it yet, though.
Bro, no way. 930 seconds.
Can this thing actually go to 1,000? Will it move? Will it get bigger?
Wait, we're recording on GarageBand right now, and...
We just want to see, like, what 1,000 minutes
of audio
looks
like. I'm sorry
that
we're being very boring, but, like...
This is the most exciting thing to us right now.
This is just our life. Dude, you know, I played some chess with Quentin. Turns out he hasn't played chess in like a long time, like years, and he sucks. But
it's been like 5 years, man.
He played one game. I beat him. He played it, but he did okay. He did okay.
Yeah.
He played another game. He improved. He almost checkmated me. But he didn't.
No, I did checkmate you.
You didn't checkmate me. You just
I mean,
me.
You I just checked
put,
you.
You put me in check, but that happens all the time. I got you in check on like my sixth move, dude.
It wasn't the sixth move. It was like the 10th or 20th.
You know what, dude? I gotta make myself look good. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Hey, if I, you know.
Biting my lip.
Why are you biting your lip, dude? That's not good. You know, I used to have like very, very bad eczema on my hands. I don't know if that's what it's called. Something like that. It's called dry skin, but I call it eczema.
I had asthma on my hands.
What is eczema? Is that a word? That's gotta be it, guys. You look it up yourself, guys. And if that's a word, message me on Instagram.
How would you spell that?
official_QBRant.
Yeah, message us there.
I just need to make sure that's our podcast name, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know. It's official. Yo, QB_rant.
I notice what you do. You say this a lot more now. You know what I'm saying.
Dude, I say that for content.
Oh.
Content, dude.
Just content.
I'm just kidding. It's because I'm just adding seconds to the life of a podcaster. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I actually don't even mean to say it sometimes.
So
Quentin, what's
popping?
Not much, just something. You know what I'm saying?
You actually were supposed to start the questions. You said you were doing questions this time.
Dude, I was just asking you how you're doing, and you're like, oh, so you're doing questions now.
That's what you said, like during supper. You were like, hey,
dude. All I said was I'm gonna ask a question first. And all I wanted to do was say, hey, how's it going? Dude, we don't have to share with our audience how we plan, okay? Actually, we always do that.
Yeah, we do. Wait. The goodest idea. Go to podcast notes. See what we've talked about in the past. And then use that as content.
Yo. Dude, we are very good at this. Yo, I gotta say, whoever's been listening to the podcast lately,
Thanks to you very much.
Thanks, dude.
The markers are so...
Okay, so we had, like, a goal to have... Our goals are not very exponential, I must say. Yeah. But our goal for 2020 was literally just... make 6 podcasts. Ayo.
Because we suck. Last year.
Wow, dude. You don't have to diss us like that. We are actually coming to a close of season 2 of the podcast.
Yo, season 2. You know how cool that sounds?
Dude, we're about to enter season 3.
First year, we got 4 podcasts done.
Only 4?
Yeah, that's it.
We had 4, but then we had 1 that we deleted because it was not as family friendly.
But the thing is, we started in May, got June, then November, then December. And then you go up and
The first episode of season 2 is when we popped off.
Yeah.
And got, like, a lot of...
recognition.
I don't know. We expanded around the world a lot.
Yeah.
And that was very cool. And then we got our first couple
That's fans. Actually amazing.
Cause... Yo, shout out to Japan.
Yo.
not just the country. The human, Japan. You know who you are.
Dude, it was actually so cool to, like, have people talk to us through online.
Dude, the first time that happened, that was pretty cool. Like, we were just, like, you're at my house. It was, like, the start of the year. We had just put out our podcast, like, before. And then we were, like, we would look at our phone and then, like, every second there would be like 10 more plays.
Yeah, we didn't.
And then
we
would just like refresh it, and then sometimes we just refresh it, would go up by like 100. We refresh it another 100.
That was insane.
That was like really weird.
We didn't expect anything.
And then we were getting like messages from people, and that was like what?
It was
going on.
It was very cool. It was very cool because no. I was No, maybe I was at your house. And then there was a couple of days where I was at my own house.
Yeah, and it was still, I don't know, we were still getting a lot of views. But there was one day we got like 2,000 streams or something.
Yeah, it was insane. And being consistent is really the thing.
It's because we posted two. The exact time we posted two podcasts within a week, we got like thousands of plays.
It was because we're
how does that work, dude?
I think it was because we had maybe more plays from the previous podcast, and then as that went on, we were being more consistent, so it just went up.
No, but it was weird because every time it went up, it was like on every episode it would go up, as if someone was just watching every episode every second.
I know, right?
And that was just I don't know.
Sometimes it was just one single episode, but
whoever helped out with that. Thank you. That was a good time.
One person with 700 devices.
It's like our one biggest fan's just like, he's just going to his school, signing in on all of their laptops, all the devices, just like streaming our podcast. He's like, hey, I'm gonna make them feel good about themselves. Hey, just kidding, guys. We don't feel good about ourselves.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding.
That's a bit more.
I'm just kidding.
So
what?
I messed up.
What are you looking at?
I was thinking of something and I forgot.
Dude, that's not good, bro. Clash what?
I was thinking of Clash of Clans.
What? Talk about Clash of Clans, dude.
Hey, yo.
We shout out so many apps, dude.
I know, honestly.
I feel like we talk about it too much, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Clash Royale, Clash of Clans,
and
Rocket League.
Best games ever.
But now we can shout out more. I've been playing this new
game. Dude, my laugh was just really weird. What the heck?
It was a nice laugh.
I just did like a weird laugh. Yo, don't judge me, guys.
I laugh and then I like lose air.
You laugh and then you just think about your laugh and you're like, dang, bro, I don't have any air left.
Run out of oxygen.
What were you gonna say?
Okay, so there's this new mobile game I've been playing. And what's the name? Yo. It's like Superhero.
I just gotta say, all those mobile creators that Quentin shouts out, they should be sponsoring us. Yo, low-key.
Yo, low-key, dude.
I'm just kidding, guys. We don't do sponsors because we are here for the people. We know the ads are trash.
That and we're small.
We'll never start doing ads when we get big. Cross your fingers. Because we're never going to get big, guys. We're never going to get a lot of listeners.
Under my breath. I crossed my fingers.
But I can't say we will because that would be jinxing it. So
I can't say that we will. And
I can't say that we won't.
It would all depend if, like...
It all depends whether we care.
Yeah, it all depends whether we care and we continue doing this. Like, we could just get bored one day and just be like, eh, who cares?
You know what? I think that, yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
Dude, I don't know why. I looked at the time. And then I like forgot what you were saying.
I was like,
and then I was like, huh? Yeah, what? You're right, dude. You know?
Absolutely.
I'm always a supportive co-host / compadre. Dude, you used to say co-host / compadre, and today you were like, this is my friend / compadre. Like, doesn't compadre and friend mean the same thing?
Yeah, but that was the first thing I said in our first episode, and I was thinking to myself, what do I say again? I can't remember. One sec.
What? What do you mean?
So, wait, the first episode, I literally say...
The first episode... Anyways, guys, the first episode, he says, hey, guys, my name is Quentin, and this... Bro, why can't you just play the podcast?
It's not playing!
Alright, so Quentin was just made a long pause in our podcast, and I'm really sorry, guys, but we will entertain you.
Hey, yo, I did it. I figured it out.
Hey, guys. Hello, and we are starting a new podcast. Yo, dude, I'm not gonna lie. We had a New Year's resolution to improve on podcasting at the start of last year, and I don't know if we have. I'd say...
So, I don't know what you're talking about, because I zoned out, bro. But basically, let me just go back to what we were talking about.
Just interrupting me, dude. I don't mean to do it.
But
I was doing them something, okay? You're mean.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Just kidding. What was...
Go ahead.
So basically, what I said was, in the first episode, I said, hey, I guess we should introduce ourselves. My name's Quentin. This is my compadre. And you're like, dude. Compadre? And I was like, yeah, compadre. And you're like, oh.
And that just stuck for the whole time.
Exactly.
And now we always say compadre because Quentin was a genius back then.
Big brains.
Nowadays, he's just forgetting his lines because he shouldn't actually have lines. But he thinks he's got a...
I've written down some lines.
You got lines? Mm-hmm. Gibberish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quentin is actually a master in the gibberish...
language.
Taekwondo.
No, my friend took Taekwondo when I was young.
Guys, I kind of did a thing. I was Joseph one day for like a Christmas
play. The first thing that came up is how to speak gibberish.
Wait, what did you type in?
How to speak.
Oh, well, dude, gibberish is amazing. Of course, it's the first thing that comes up. So, like, I was, dude, there was like a, sorry, I keep getting off the track. I keep trying to say something and I'm just like, I think of something else. Anyways, earlier there was a fan, fan going on and it was making it like, I don't know, it felt like there was more going on for me when I was talking because there was like a fan, a event, and I don't know, now it just feels like super quiet in the room.
Well, that's because it technically is, because
there was a fan and it felt like there was always something happening, and now I'm just like,
if there's silence, there's silence.
Even when the fan was playing, you guys couldn't hear it, but I could hear it, and it didn't sound very silent. Dude, now I forget what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, because, like, when we were in the living room, like, you'd always hear that fan. That was so... I think that kept us on track a lot. Dude, I don't know why. Also, we're not recording at the normal time. 12 o'clock midnight.
Oh, yeah, guys. Right now, it is 7:54. I believe we started at, like, 7:25. And, I don't know. It feels different, dude. We are not very tired, so we do not have things to say. That's weird, dude.
Yeah, I know. Normally, you wouldn't want to talk.
At 2 a.m., for some reason, 2 a.m. is when all the thoughts come.
I know.
But what I was going to say is, I was at my church, and we were doing this walk through Bethlehem thing, and I got to be Joseph, dude. And
I used this voice the whole night. I am Joseph, and this is my wife Mary and a newborn son Jesus.
Anyways, I thought I'd throw it in there.
Dialing on him with deep voice.
So, I don't know, I said that line about 30 times, because it was basically all these people would, there was like a group that would walk through, like small groups, because everyone can't be together, and they would all just walk through, and I'd just say my lines, and then I'd like make up lines, and act like I'm like actually there. I don't know, I made up a lot of things, and had conversations with people, and I didn't know what I was talking about, but I gotta say, guys, I sounded like okay.
I sounded okay,
my guy. Are you like trying to teach them how to speak gibberish or something?
Yeah, and I'm gonna do it like professionally. I'm putting the mic thing over.
Dude, we got the little cover for the mic. That's gonna make it more like, what's it called? Muffled.
Exactly, that's
actually,
what I need.
Probably won't. I think that if this thing made it more muffled, there would be no point in having it.
Exactly. I think it just makes it come out so, like, less of the background noise travels in.
Yeah.
Through it. And also, you can go closer to the mic without touching it.
Yes.
So,
to say hello, step one is to...
Whoa, why is that so big?
Bro, wait, I need to see that. Say hello, it is... Hothagalothago. So, if you guys want to say hello in gibberish, it's... Hothagalothago. I don't know how I read that, but
it's
like...
Hothagalothago.
I had it right the first time.
Yeah, but like, if you want to like break it down, it's...
Hothagalothago.
Hothagalothago.
It doesn't matter, they don't care how it's spelled. Guys, we...
That's how you say password.
Dude, why is there actually, like, a thing for how to speak gibberish? Like, it's not actually a thing.
Because there's different ways to speak. WikiHow? Oh, let's go.
Guys, we're going to be wrapping it up soon, but Quentin just has a few things he needs to teach you because he feels obliged to teach you gibberish because...
Yeah, I also have a quote of the day, so...
Wait, what? You're not going to teach you gibberish? You're just stopping? Okay.
No, I know gibberish. Yeah, it's all in here.
Hothagalothago.
So, basically, if you want to say, like, I want to go and buy something from a mall, you'd say, and that's how you'd say, I want to buy something from a mall.
Wow, that was just beautiful.
I know.
You memorized the language, dude. That's honestly impressive.
Big brain.
Quentin, he did some research, and he memorized the gibberish dictionary. So now, any of you guys who... I've
been practicing it for years.
Message him on Instagram. You probably won't, but like if you ever do, ask him a question in gibberish, and he will know how to answer it in gibberish. All right, guys. So this was like a shorter podcast. I know. And I'm sorry that we are leaving you so soon, but we have got things to do, and...
You can also binge watch our old episodes, so like...
Yeah, hey, link in description. I'm just kidding. We don't have a link in the description, but you'll find them. You'll find them somehow.
Yeah.
They're down below. Check them out. Anyways, Quentin actually has a quote of the day, because you know the vibes. Quentin's like... He's a very inspirational man, I must say.
I'm very inspirational.
He writes many, many things that I just... I'm like, what? How? Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just get confused because you're just...
Inspirational, man.
I wish I could be such a meaningful life. Such a meaningful soul. But I can't. Quentin! I'm sorry for being depressing, guys.
Well...
I'm just saying Quentin's just... He's got something to say.
I got something to say, basically. So,
what do you have to say?
I'm going to...
Did you go even off the top? Do you of even my have head. A quote yet?
Yeah, off the top of my head,
bro. That's the best ones to work. Sun always shines in the morning, bro.
G-Rock is the right rock, you know. The good ones.
Don't be depressed. Be blessed, boys. And girls, and you know,
Quentin. Genders.
Quentin. Come on, it's off the top of your head, so it's the first thing that comes to mind. So the quote of the day today is
only inside.
Struggle is only inside, guys.
No. I can think of a better one.
But the struggle inside is... Yeah. Sorry, guys. Quentin doesn't know what he's talking about.
If you're...
Quentin, you're really ruining this for me. I, like, hyped you up. I was hyping you up for, like, 2 minutes. Just talking about how great you are. And even you hype yourself up. And then you just sit here.
I kind of just agreed.
You just sit here with your head down. And you're supposed to say a motivational quote, but you're like...
Wait, it's got to be motivational? Can I, like...
No, it's not motivational. All
right.
But it's inspirational. Wait, what's the difference?
When you're feeling low, look up. Because you'll always find something... higher. Thank you.
That was really good.
When you're feeling low, look up, because you always find something higher.
Yeah.
Much like when I see you.
What?
I'm,
what?
What do you? What does that mean? You're taller than me.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean? Anyways.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for listening today. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you have a amazing rest
of
your...
I'm gonna be 6 foot.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I hope you have a great rest of your day or night, whatever it is.
Or just, if you're sleeping right now.
You know.
Hey, what's going on? You can't be sleeping.
Yo. Chill, dude. Chill. We didn't give him a headphone warning. But anyways, thank you for listening. This was the official Quentin and Bennett podcast. We are signing off.
Goodbye.